Derek Jeter returned to the New York Yankees lineup this week for the first time since opening day, when he wrenched his shoulder sliding headfirst into third base against the Toronto Blue Jays. Now, you don't see a lot of headfirst slides in baseball these days. Sliding feet first is safer, whether a hook slide or a fadeaway slide. Teams don't like to see millionaire stars risk getting injured to gain an extra base by sliding headfirst, especially early in the season. Derek Jeter couldn't play baseball for 6 weeks after his headfirst slide. He earns $18.9 million a year for playing baseball, not sitting on the bench in a cashmere sport coat with his shoulder in a sling. Besides, he was out. But fans still find something admirable and compelling in the headfirst slide. It's a way of saying, contracts, calculations, and caution be damned. There is a baseball program for youngsters in Washington, D.C. that espouses the importance of the headfirst slide.
When we do this, a couple things. We want to make sure, number one, in order to get down and get a good headfirst slide, you got to be moving at a pretty good rate of speed, which means we've got to pretty much be running.
Not so they will slide headfirst, so much as they will never be scared to slide headfirst if they have to. Brendan Sullivan runs the program that he calls Headfirst Baseball at several D.C. ball fields.
Players who headfirst slide, the Pete Roses, the Lenny Dykstras, the David Ecksteins, those are the players that are the scrappy, hardworking types of players that I want to teach young ball players to be.
Mm-hmm. You think it's a good thing for players to slide headfirst?
I think it depends. I mean, you know, the argument goes, you know, is it a split second faster or slower? To be honest with you, I'm not sure. I'm more of the attitude, if a player wants to get to base that badly that they're going to, in a sort of a fit of energy and everything else, go headfirst in a cloud of dust and once in a while risk, you know, scraping up their elbows or jamming a finger, that's the kind of player I want on my team.
In the headfirst slide, a player turns himself into what amounts to a human dart. He runs full speed at a small square on the ground, then launches himself through the air to dive on it, nose first. Coach Sullivan, who played college ball at Stanford and spent several years pitching in the San Diego Padre organization, says that players of all ages fear not only getting injured, but the indignity of going splat.
It's certainly a fear of, what am I going to land on? I haven't done this before. I haven't practiced this enough. I tell all of our players, it's really not a physical thing, it's a mental thing. Because you've got to say, I'm going to generate enough speed and get close enough to the ground that I'm just going to sort of do it. And you try to think too much technique. A lot of times that sort of adds to the fear.
And yeah, technique counts for a lot
sure.
in baseball.
Absolutely. And there is a technique to sliding head first and sliding well head first. But it certainly requires a mental approach that allows you to get to that technique.
Everybody on a knee right here, a lot of hop. On a knee right here. Now our favorite part, we're going to work on some head first slides. We want to make sure that we keep our hands up, fingers up in the air. Some like to close the fists. The one thing we don't want to do is to keep our fingers free here, because then they're going to get jammed. Now, as we're going, one thing to think about here is, the lower we get our head towards the base, the shorter the distance is to the ground, right?
The young players wear uniform shirts that carry Coach Sullivan's slogan on the back, play smart, get dirty. They line up in five single-file lines, looking a bit like very small paratroopers in a 1940s movie, watching their teammates hurl themselves into the unknown.
Way out. Atta boy. Keep that head up though, right?
Good job.
Fist.
The youngsters, who range in age from 9 to 11, are built closer to the ground than Derek Jeter, and they seem to bounce off the grass. A few boys seem hesitant to fling themselves like flies at the bases on their first or second turns, but by the third, many are smiling, laughing, and learning how to land surely, if not exactly softly, on their arms and chests.
Atta boy. Keep those fists up.
Did they learn something else, too?
Yes, I really think that once you can overcome the headfirst slide, you can do a lot. The headfirst slide is just like a beginning to laying out and like going horizontal, trying to go for a ground ball or a pop fly or anything.
But what about stuff in life? I mean, do you think this gives you a different mental attitude? Well, go ahead, yeah.
It gives you more courage to do stuff in life.
Okay, baseball is not life. It's only baseball. But as Branch Rickey of the old Brooklyn Dodgers once observed, baseball is not real life, but it's also more than just baseball.
Good try.
Yes! Safe!